In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, I believe it is, the 29th of November. Glad as always to have you along, everybody. Our lead today, as I said, is healthcare, specifically the dismantling and reassembling thereof. President-elect Trump, as you know, has nominated Republican Congressman Tom Price to become the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Representative Price, a physician, it should be noted, a surgeon specifically, has been one of the loudest but also one of the most specific critics of the Affordable Care Act. Congressman Price has, in point of fact, introduced a nearly 250-page replacement plan, a playbook that will come in handy as he tries to re-reform a sector that makes up almost 20% of this American economy. From our health desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein gets us going with a look at one core principle in Representative Price's proposal, the idea that everybody is going to get a subsidy to buy insurance. Here's Dan.
Conservative health economist Steve Parenti has a challenge.
To get as many people purchasing private insurance coverage as they possibly are financially able to do.
Doing some quick math, Parenti estimates there are about 60 million Americans today who could potentially buy insurance on the individual market if and when Obamacare goes away. Parenti, who has worked closely with congressional Republicans, including Representative Price and Speaker Paul Ryan, says you don't need to be an economist to figure out how to get people to buy in.
We need to keep the premium as low as possible.
There are several ways to do that. One is by encouraging insurers to offer plans with sky-high deductibles, like $20,000 a year. Another is to still offer subsidies, like under Obamacare, but change who gets them and how they're calculated. Right now, you get assistance based on your income. The less you earn, the more you get. Above $96,000 for a family of four, you get nothing. Republicans have proposed tying subsidies to age. The older you are, the more you get. And everyone gets it, from the guy living under the bridge to Bill Gates. Health policy researcher Austin Nichols says, here's the trade-off.
You are moving money away from middle-income workers, that's, you know, the bulk of workers in this country, and towards people who are above 400% of poverty.
Parenti says he believes tying insurance to age would lead to more people being insured and save $500 billion in savings over the first 10 years of the plan. Of course, he says it creates a different set of winners and losers. The losers more likely to be sicker and poorer. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.